Okay, Batya and Jeremy, we're starting a podcast as of now. It's called Justice Once, and we like to talk about a lot of cool things like comedy, relationships, music. We used to go out a long time ago, and now we're just kind of like platonic friends. In fact, you know, we wrote the screenplay called Rock and Roll Rehab, and I was thinking that the sort of the characters kind of remind me of like Benji and Esther's Alone Together, you know, that kind of like relationship where they're not really with each other. But the thing about their relationship is they were never together. I don't think they were always just friends. So that's how it's a little different, you know. We kind of since we had that spark once, sometimes people tend to think that we've been together or that we're still together or something like that, you know. Yeah. Yeah. How about when Jeff Ross was roasting you? And then I was with you that time. And he goes, oh, he seems really nice. He looks like a gay umpire. Yeah, yeah. So that was the day you kind of like got your feelings hurt a little bit, huh? That time. Yeah. But you know what? That's just what he does. You know what I mean? It's like that's. Well, here's the thing. You don't have super thick skin. No, no. But you don't like it when people roast you, though. Exactly. Like, have you, I don't think you, have you been to the roast battle where the people roast each other really badly? Yeah. Yeah. Well, wait, I didn't tell you the last time I went to roast battle, like a month ago, Well, wait, listen to this, though. Last time I went to roast battle like a month ago, and they had like a guy in a wheelchair versus other guy. The guy had like cerebral palsy or something. He could like. Oh, my God. That guy has the thickest freaking skin. Yeah, he was really good. I thought he was going to win. The other guy actually won, though. It's like it's kind of cool because like the judges aren't going to like let him like. Exactly. That's what I love about the Comedy Store. They're not about politics. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want people kissing his ass. No, you know what? When I go to the roast battle, I love watching it, but I'm like, I don't think I could handle just being in front of and someone just ripping on me. Like, I don't think I have thick skin that way, you know? I think I have thick skin to where I could eventually do stand up, but I'd have to go through a lot of just sucking at it for a while, and that's, I could do that if I had a lot of other stuff going on, but if I was only just doing stand-up and then I go and it just feels like shitty, you know? That's why I almost feel like it's almost good in combination with playing music because, like, if I'm playing music, if I'm jamming, I'm jamming or something and I have a good rehearsal and I feel good about myself, and then I go and do some comedy and I bomb, it wouldn't be that big of a deal because it's like, well, I already, you know... I mean, not that you want to bomb, but it's just the whole point, I think, that when you're starting out with comedy is you can't be afraid of bombing. Yeah, it's like at the fourth wall when I went to the open mic there, Lee Syatt was doing it, and you know, he was just very kind of confessional. And, you know, I think he's going to go places because he's very humble about just doing a lot of it. He does a lot. I mean, he's doing open mics a lot and he's doing regular gigs. And even if when I saw him a half a year ago, he wasn't super funny, he was very vulnerable about just putting himself out there and like stuff that he's gone through. Like, I think he talked about, like, you know, how hard it was being overweight sometimes, you know, or like, you know, like one time he was on the plane and he couldn't wipe his butt or something like that, you know, like, you know, just like, and I think it's good to be able to be like vulnerable that way. You know what I mean? And he probably, you know, it's cool for him the way he works on Joey Coco Diaz's podcast, and he probably gets like pointers from him and stuff like that. He does get pointers from him, even on the podcast, I think, you know, and probably gets to meet a lot of really cool people and stuff, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. I think a guy like that is super cool to hang out with, though. I don't think he's like sitting there just ripping on you like when you're at dinner or something like that. You know what I mean? Well, that's good then. Well, if you think about it, maybe he didn't want to lead you on. And so he was like, I'm going to like make this girl know that I'm not into her that way. You know what I mean? Because maybe he felt like he had kind of been, you know, flirty with you or something, and that you had taken it maybe more seriously than he wanted you to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just, you know. Yeah. Dude, I can't believe when we went to the improv, it was Joe Rogan, Brian Redband, Joey Coco Diaz, Earl Skakel, and Brody Stevens. I think that was one of the last times I saw. I think I might have seen Brody a few times after that, like late night, because a lot of times if I'm broke and I would go late night, a lot of times he would be playing there, you know, at the late night, like in the original room and stuff. Like Don Barris would be taking over, and then a lot of times Brody would do a set there. I think I saw him a couple of times after that, but so weird because he really was one of my favorites, you know. It's so weird. You used to be like, oh, you should like get to know that guy, you guys would get along, and like he'd be like your comedy mentor and all that. And I was like maybe he'd want to jam because he plays drums, and like I had this even vision of even starting a band with him, like you know what I mean, like maybe he'd be my drummer, you know, like, because, you know, it's all, for me, it's always more about getting along with people when we're playing music with people than anything, you know. Buffalo Traffic. I would just keep the name, you know. The thing with me is, like, I would rather have a drummer who's, like, a 6 or a 7 on drums, but it's, like, a really good personality, than, like, a 9 or a 10 at drums, and, like, I don't get along with them, you know what I mean? Like for me, it's good to have a good drummer, but it's also good when you jive personally, it's a whole other thing, you know? Because it's almost like it comes through the music when you get along, you know what I mean? And that's why, like, even like when me and Aaron, like when we played, we got along pretty good and it worked out while we got along, you know? But I don't know, you know, probably shouldn't talk about that, but you know. Yeah. I know. Maybe we should call it the Chai Doe podcast. Chai Doe. No, I kind of like Justice Once, though. That's pretty good, huh? Because it's almost like, you know what? It's almost like saying, like we're just going to do this podcast Justice Once, and then it turned into like 1,000 times, you know? Like one of those kind of things. Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know what's so weird? No, it should be called, you know what? That's what we should call it. Because I used to always bug her about how she says, you know what?
You know what?
That's what she says when she gets mad.
You know what?
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
You know what?
And I go,
really, people? Really, people? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just this once. Yeah. It's like beginner's mind. It's kind of like having the zen of saying, like, no matter how many times I do this, I'm still a beginner. You know? And you know what I was thinking was, like, here's the thing, too, is I've kind of gotten obsessed with podcasts where it's like if I'm at the gym or something, I'm either going to be listening to music or I'm going to be listening to a podcast. Or, I mean, when Shark Tank's on, I do like Shark Tank, too, but, like, I love listening to the Rogan podcast or Altucher. Lately, I've been really into Bobby Lee's podcast, you know? Just like I don't even give a fuck about like movies or TV shows anymore. I just want to hear podcasts. Of course, if there's like a really good movie that comes out, yeah, I want to see it. But it's like they're kind of like few and far between these days where it's like, oh man, I have to see that movie. Like, yeah, I want to see that new Tarantino movie that's coming out with like Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio or whatever. But there's not like that many like awesome movies that are coming out where I'm like, oh, I have to see that. Maybe like a few times a year, you know. Like the Queen movie or whatever, you know. But like, oh my God, he's amazing. Yeah. I know. And it's almost like he makes his ADD work for him. Like, he's like, you know, like, I got to do this for 2 hours and then this for 2 hours. It's like, if you have ADD, but you make it work for yourself, you can do a lot of shit, you know? It's like, okay, I've oh, yeah. But that's what I love about the Rogan podcast. Like, he'll have, like, Elon Musk, and then he'll have him, and then he'll have, like, someone totally different, like, even, like, Ted Nugent, and then he'll have Alex Jones. Like, just all these, like, what I like about Rogan's podcast is the contrast of people that he gets on there. You know what I mean? It's like, he's not just going to have, like, a right-wing person or a left-wing person. It's going to be all over the board, you know? That's what I really like about Rogan. It's like an independence of thinking. He's not going to, like, you know... I think that's really cool. Yeah. Who? Who? Buddha judge? What? Well, I think my mom said something about him. I like the Yang guy, Andrew Yang. Okay. Really? So he's like me? Just kidding. Oh, well, not that part. I'm like me? And then you're like, he happens to be. I'm like, no, not bad. Oh, shit. No, actually, I don't fucking care if people think that, whatever. Yeah. No, you know what? I'm more passe these days. Yeah. People don't really care that much about that shit anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like total opposite. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I thought you were saying his name's like Buddha Judge. I was like, what? Buddha Judge? Okay. Judge. Okay. Don't judge Buddha. So. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think my mom was saying something about him online or something. But have you heard Andrew Yang? He was on Rogan. I was actually driving around working and listening to, I was doing Uber Eats, I think. And I was listening to Andrew Yang, and the guy is fascinating. Like he talks about the universal basic income, which, you know, initially people get all poo-poo about because they're like, oh, that's socialism. People shouldn't get stuff for free. But the whole point is that he says that there's a whole, like, way sea change coming with all the robotization of jobs and all, like, you know, it's not just that, like, immigrants are taking jobs. It's just that jobs are getting wiped out because, like even truck driving jobs and stuff are becoming, like, there's a thing where there's, like, self-driving trucks where someone can, like, control it from some, I don't know, just, like, so he's saying there's going to be this whole sea change where there's going to be tons of people, you know, that aren't going to have jobs. And then there's, like, these higher echelon people that are saying, well, they can just go learn to code. But you know what? That's, like, unrealistic to think, like, some 50, 60-year-old or whatever could just go and learn to code. I mean, some people can, but, like, it's just sort of a disrespectful kind of, like, well, they could just blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's like, so he has this whole thing where, like, everyone should get $1,000. And then they won't have, at least it'll just take away the initial stress, you know, because if all these people are just freaking broke and they having a really hard time getting a job, it's going to lead to violence, you know. And I don't know. At first when I heard the whole thing, like, you know, I'm like, oh, people don't appreciate what they get for free and this and that. And that's what a lot of people would say. But it's like when you hear what he's not like a dumb guy. He's a really smart guy. He's a tech guy. And his parents are originally from Taiwan, I think. They were like immigrants from Taiwan. So it's not like he grew up like a super easy life. But he, like, you know, excelled in the tech industry. I don't know exactly how. But I found his argument about it to be really interesting, you know. And I put... And you know what? It's like people that say, where is that money going to come from? Well, you know what? The government burns so much fucking money on stupid shit, on stupid fucking military bullshit. It's like, if you give someone $1,000 and they use it to, like, you know, buy food or, like, or help them launch some business or whatever, it's like, it's only going to go back into the economy. It's better than fucking putting it in a missile or something. You know what I mean? It's like, exactly. Like for me, like if I had $1,000 a month, I wouldn't be all freaked out all the time. Like, oh shit, I got to get my car payment. I'm always like freaked out about my next fucking thing. You know what I mean? And like, oh shit, I got to get that before I get my tooth done. I got to get my car's making these noises and I can't deal with that because I'm always like on the bottom of the barrel. So I'm always like worried about stupid bullshit all the time. You know what I mean? Whereas like, it's not like I'm going to like work less if I have $1,000. It's going to be easier to be productive because I'm not going to be worried about a bunch of stupid. I mean, there's still, it's not like a lot. It's not like a huge amount of money, but for me, it would be a huge bump. You know what I mean? Because what? Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't even be like, You could even apply for grants and say, like, well, I'm working on my music project, and this is how many hours I'm working per week on it, and I wrote this song, and blah, 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 you know? Or, like, you know? Yeah. 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 You're going to do something that you like to do. You're going to, like, maybe you can teach an old person how to play guitar or something like that. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing is like that. That's an important thing to say, is because a lot of times people just think, well, if you're making money, it has to be something that's like, you know, laborious or whatever. But sometimes it's just an exchange of energy. You know what I mean? It's like spending time with somebody, you know, or like helping somebody figure out their problems or something like that. But it's like, you know, like. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, but I also feel like if there's someone who really doesn't want to do anything, they could have that too. But I mean, cause you can't really force people to do things, you know what I mean? But you can have incentives that make it more interesting, you know? Yeah. You know what's weird? I'm actually kind of, like, I used to not be that optimistic about the future. I'm actually more optimistic now about the future because I feel like there's a lot of things happening that are giving, like, regular people access. Like, for instance, how we're even able to do, like, a podcast right now, or, like, you know, like, you could go make a YouTube channel, or... You know, I could just go put my songs on Spotify, even though it's in some ways it's harder to market because there's more people putting stuff out. I still feel like it's like you could. Yeah, I just feel like it's easier to get your stuff out there. And I think that's a good thing, you know. And I also feel like Bitcoin's a good thing because, you know, people don't trust banks that much. You know what I mean? That, you know. They want a new kind of way, and you know, the blockchain is a good, I don't know. I think it's all part of like a bigger picture, you know, and I think that a lot of the comedians are a big part of it. Like a lot of the comedians are like Sam Tripoli or Joe Rogan. It's like, they talk about things that a lot of other people are afraid to talk about, you know? And I think it's a good thing, you know, because more people listen to Joe Rogan than listen to like a bunch of stuff combined on mainstream media. He gets like millions of people listening to his podcast. Dude, people all over the world. People that are working the UPS trucks that have the earbuds. People that are, you know, when I worked at that lumber job, it's kind of across the board because, okay, but the thing about Joe Rogan is he talks about stuff that's so like broad that it gets so many, like he's really good about talking about like fight stuff, but then he's really good about talking about psychological stuff and about like psychedelic stuff and rock and roll. I mean, who isn't going to listen to freaking what he gets people that won't talk to anybody else? When else do you see Elon Musk having an interview You know what I mean? Like once in a while, but not like a 3-hour interview, you know, or 2.5 hours or whatever it is. And not in the manner where like he's like, you know, having a puff on a joint, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, it's unique. And he's having these long, it's not like you're having these soundbite conversations. He's having like a 2.5-hour conversation with somebody, you know? So it's like people are fascinated by that and they would rather listen to that than a lot, you know, a lot of people are at their jobs and they can listen to stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of people that work in cubicles can listen to stuff while they're at their jobs. They can just get away with it. You know, I've had a lot of jobs where I could listen to stuff, you know? And when I worked at this labor job, I had, what's up? Yeah. But that's the whole point, is people crave that more now because it's more rare. You know what I'm saying? And also because it's like what we do naturally, you know, and I think like, you know, even smoking a little weed helps. It kind of like takes down the defenses or whatever, you know, or, you know, he has it very comfortable for his desk, his guests where they're like hanging out and they're talking and you know what I mean? It's like when you're hanging out with someone and you just feel like, and he has really interesting people, whether it's Steven Pinker, you know. So, you know, and he's got the gift of gab, and he can talk about a lot of different things. So it's very interesting. What's up? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I was listening to Oliver Hudson talk. Oliver Hudson is Kate Hudson's brother, you know, Goldie Hawn's son. So he was on Bobby Lee, and Bobby Lee was like, yeah, you're just so cool. Like, you like, you know, and Oliver was like, well, I just find people interesting. You know, he's like, I like, you know, shooting the shit with people. And like, I relate to that. Like a lot of times when I worked at this bookstore in Ireland, this lady was like, oh, it's so, like, you talk to everybody like you're actually genuinely interested in them. And I'm like, that's because I am, you know, like everybody is kind of interesting. You know what I mean? So it's like if you're interested in what people have to say, you know, and you find everybody interesting, then it's like that's the type of people that are good at podcasting, you know. And and if you've had a lot of jobs where you've had to deal with all kinds of people or whatever, it just makes, you're just used to making talk with people more, you know. I've had a lot of jobs where I've like just learned to talk to people, you know, even Uber or whatever, you know. Oh my God, I had the worst delivery thing happen a few days ago. Can I tell you about it? Okay. But it was like a nightmare. I wish I could tell you about it. Oh, are you trying to, you're trying to set up the next podcast already? I see what you're doing. Okay. It was like terrible, you know. And I was thinking this has to be meant to be because this sucks so bad. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I mean, we're not even a half an hour yet. I was thinking we could go an hour, no? Or you want to keep it kind of short? Oh. Okay. Well, you know what? In 40 seconds, it's going to be 30 minutes. So how about we just set it up for now to be a half an hour podcast? Is that cool? Just to kind of have it officially 30 minutes just until we kind of build up to something. And so next time we do this, I'm going to tell you about what happened last time when I was working for Grubhub. I had some pretty shitty, but Grubhub is way better money wise than Uber Eats, by the way, like 3 times better. So anyway, we're going to be counting down now. I'm going to stop the podcast. We're going to stop at 30 minutes. Right now.